Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to P.S. I Hate This Movie, a podcast where we take a realistic look into the unrealistic world of romantic comedies. I'm your host, Sarah Hunt.
And my name is James Petragallo. Oh, God, am I excited for this week.
This week is going to be great. First of all, we hope that you enjoyed Monster in Law. If you didn't, we're really sorry because the movie was terrible, but I hope that we had a good representation of it.
Oh, well, yeah, we represented it poorly, as it should have been.
Yes, exactly. We represented it honestly.
Honestly.
Anyway, so if you guys like that show, if you like our show, head over to iTunes, give us a 5-star review, tell us, I don't know, whatever you want.
It doesn't matter what you say, but the 5 stars help us out tremendously just on a... That's how podcasts work.
It really helps us on the business end.
Drives us up the charts, so we would really appreciate if you could get on there and do that.
All right, so James, this week, what did we watch, James?
Rhinestone.
We watched Rhinestone, 1984.
Oh, amazing, amazing film about a nice lady who takes in a mentally challenged man.
Well, okay, and let me get into this.
So, just as poorly as he did from the beginning. Oh, it's the best.
This movie we did this week is Rhinestone, 1984, starring Dolly Parton and Sylvester Stallone. The IMDb description.
Hit me with it.
A country music star must turn an obnoxious New York cabbie into a singer in order to win a bet.
Well, that happened, but I would also add in brain damaged, Russian punching, grenade throwing, complete moron that rides a horse in this movie. Holy fucking shit.
Ready to know the fun fact?
Let's do the fun fact, then I'll give you my own fun fact about my experience with this movie.
Fun fact.
Please.
In an interview, Sylvester Stallone once said that if there was any films in which that he wished he didn't do, this was one of them.
Yes. Okay.
But I take issue with all of that because he turned down Romancing the Stone and Beverly Hills Cop to be in this movie.
This is the famous Beverly Hills Cop turn down
to do this. And he helped fucking write it.
He actually
helped write it.
Yes. Well, what Stallone does in the, quote, writing process is basically he comes in and he says, I wrote this now. And then he writes, and then he puts his name on things. How much actual, input he has into the script, I'm sure anything in this movie that you go, that's embarrassing and not funny, he probably wrote that.
I would be willing to bet you money on that one.
Now, fun fact about my experience, I've seen this movie 60 to 70 times, and I'm not shitting you.
He's not kidding.
This is one of my favorite bad movies. I have a cousin. We'd watch this movie all the time because it's hilarious.
You have a cousin. Brag.
Stallone. Yeah. Ooh. My mother's sister had a child. My father's sister had a son. Ooh. And we watched this movie, and it is the worst pile of shit. It ranks right up there with The Postman. And
I'm so
happy to talk about this. I have so much to say about it.
I have a lot to say.
It's going to be great.
So we start off the movie with, a little montage of New York. Like, check it out. This is, Lady Liberty. And
sparkly credits.
Yeah, here's the, sparkly credits.
Oh,
this
so
is the
sparkly.
Brooklyn Bridge. And then we meet Dolly Parton.
Dolly.
She's singing.
She's singing like an angel.
Yeah. Oh, so she's singing like an angel. So, forgive me. I'm going to make it confusing. I'm going to go back like 30 seconds.
Please.
So we're on the Brooklyn Bridge. We're in downtown and blah, blah, blah. And then we pull up to this big country and western bar in the middle of New York City.
In the middle of New York, yeah.
My first question, of course, is New York this country and western mecca?
No, absolutely not. But there was a weird, there was a weird country boom in the early 80s there.
Okay.
Some sort of weird shit happened. That's why Urban Cowboy came out.
Another one of James's favorite movies.
Well, that's another terrible movie that's not a comedy, but yeah, another.
Not at all.
My mother used to watch it all the time, and I just got a kick out of it because it was just funny. But it's part of that whole, I don't know what it was in the early 80s there, but people, I think it was Dallas, the TV show Dallas.
Yeah, it was definitely Dallas.
I think that had, and just people were really interested in Western shit. So I would not be surprised if in New York City, a giant city like that, there was a few very popular country Western type establishments in that time period.
So we're out in front of that country and Western bar and we meet Mr. Hugo, which is apparently the villain of the movie. You can tell he is because he rolled up driving like a white Rolls Royce. He's got like a white suit on
he's got a scarf.
Like,
being a dick
you're
to
like,
people.
Wow, he's a jerk.
He's typical 80s, gauche, look at my money. He's like a Persian now. That's what happened. No offense, Persians, but gaudy.
Sorry. One of the worker people that he has, like, says, I hope you're having a good evening or have a good evening or whatever. And he says, it's always a good evening when you're rich, kid.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, so you're an asshole. Like, that's immediately what you think,
Well, whatever. His first sentence announces his wealth, which
is
pretty fucking funny. Like, that's what they needed to establish about this character. Kind of a dick and rich. That's it. Get that off the table.
And then we have my angel face, Dolly Parton. She is singing at the club.
Poor Dolly.
Poor Dolly. She's getting work.
You know what? Dolly, this whole movie. No, actual Dolly, not movie Dolly.
Oh, yes.
She had to put up with this fucking mumbling asshole the entire movie. Imagine what she did when she went home at night and just went, I just spent the whole day rubbing her eyes, just like, oh, taking whatever shit makes her hair stay up like that out. Just sitting there going, I can't do it anymore.
I don't know how many times she must have quit the movie.
They probably had a weird schedule where she gets like 3 days off, 4 days on, 3 days off, because she's I can't fucking do this all week. Like, I can't do it with him.
Well, even just can't do it with Stallone. It's just Dolly needs 3 or 4 days off just to be wonderful.
Well, yeah, I think she needs to rest her midsection from her corset. I think the whole thing.
And I mean, she is 5 feet tall with huge boobs.
Yeah, she's tired.
So she's tired. She needs 4 or 5 days
She like hibernates for like 3 days at a time.
I would.
To recharge her boobs, I feel like.
It takes a lot to be that wonderful
and magical.
It does,
I could see that.
Anyway, now we see an Asian family and they're hailing a cab. And here comes Sylvester Stallone.
Barreling
into
this movie.
And he is like comically bad at driving. He's like Who Framed Roger Rabbit. I was like, what is this?
It's like the Roger Rabbit ride at Disneyland.
Yeah.
It's just, whoop, going left, going right, turning around, woohoo. And he's like, he looks like he's not in control of it, too. He looks like someone else. He's like, whoa, like leaning back, his arms out the window.
Yeah,
he's
I was sitting there and I'm like, Sly is not good for physical comedy, but that's all he does this movie.
You know what he looks like? He looks like a person that doesn't know how to ride a horse that's riding a horse that's moving around. That's what he looks like. Maybe that's what they're going for.
Maybe.
But he's in a cab. He should know how to drive.
Oh, then that would fit the country and western theme.
I guess. He's an idiot.
All right. He's a dummy. You can tell he's a terrible driver, and we can tell. Oh, yeah. So now there are a couple of things that we can tell. So we can tell that, Mr. Hugo is a terrible person.
Yes.
We can tell that Dolly Parton is an angel face. We can tell that Sylvester Stallone is a total idiot.
A complete moron.
And we can tell that the boss guy is also creepy. Like, we can
he's
tell.
Definitely creepy.
He's like flirting
he's
on all the,
on
the waitresses. And he's like a real weirdo with Dolly Parton. And and he's like a total creeper there.
There would be so many blogs about him today.
Oh, God.
So many. Every country western singer out there would have a blog about him, and he would be flushed from the industry.
Oh, flushed from the industry. Because don't worry about it, because Dolly Parton gives him the business.
Yeah. Dolly Parton ain't taking no shit.
No.
The thing
I have,
Dolly.
I always try to picture like a Partonism, like a Dolly Partonism in my mind.
Yeah.
For like, whenever I'm making a poor decision, like, what would Dolly do and what would she say? And
she'd put her chin down and look at you like up with her eyes,
and
listen to me, sugar.
There would be some weird metaphorical thing that was like really succinct and to the point, and then you'd just feel like an idiot for 3 days.
I feel like Dolly would get along really well with like a group of like sassy black girls. I feel like she'd fit right into that. Like a sassy black woman who aren't taking
Joyful
any
Noise.
Shit, like successful.
Yeah, I wrote down the way that she gives him the business.
Okay,
because
please.
It was beautiful.
Please hit me.
She says, Freddie, there are two kinds of people in this world, and you ain't one of them.
That was
my question
something.
For you, James, is do you think that anybody even wrote any lines for her? I think they were just like, just react.
I think Dolly was in on the process. I think they were like, what would you say to this? What would Dolly, we want, this is the what we need. What would Dolly say in this situation?
Yeah. And by the way, I did not do a Dolly impression because I did not want to disrespect Dolly.
Well, that's good. You shouldn't. I find it funny that Freddie Ugo there, the rich asshole, he's going around offering to take people out, waitresses, whoever, yeah, any female he can come across. And his sales pitch, he'll go, hey, let's go out, let's do something. Then he'll say, my treat, no problem. Like, they didn't assume he was paying. He's a
I would.
Yeah, he's
you're
a hideous lizard
person. You're inviting me out.
Person.
Okay, you're paying.
And he's obviously a dirtbag that's 25 years older than them.
Yeah.
Clearly he's paying. I don't think that's an
that's
question.
That's the only
like,
way
listen.
I'm going out with you, Mr. F.U. By the way, his initials are F.U.
Yes,
I bet obviously. You that was a sly.
That's a bad sly joke. Yeah. That's let's F you. We'll give him. Yeah.
Oh, we had his name as Fred Hugo. No, it'd be real funny if it was Fred Hugo.
That'd be funny. Yeah.
But Hugo is not a really like common last name. Nah, but it'd be really cool.
But it'd be funny because it's F you then, you know, like on House of Cards, even though that hasn't come out for like 30 years, still like that on, on House of Cards.
So they're bringing out their contracts now. Dolly wants out of the contract. She's like, fuck you. I want to go. And
yeah, she's under
contract. You can tell she's from the South and she's in New York and she's like, it's not working out for me here. It's like, no shit. Of course.
Yeah.
You came from Nashville. You came from like the country music
and they're
mecca.
They're fucking her over here.
And then like, of course, you're an idiot for going to New York. But anyway.
I guess
she wouldn't be an idiot. Nothing that Dolly does is stupid.
She's got like the classic case of like all these old movies. It's like the old like the Frank Sinatra story where he's like under contract to a band leader. Like she's under contract to this like nightclub.
Yeah.
And she wants to, I guess, make albums and stuff, and she can't because she's under. I don't know why Freddie doesn't put out albums with Dolly.
I don't know why they didn't do that either.
It seems like Freddie is.
Freddie's not very good at this.
He's holding her down for no reason. And he's always got like industry people in where he's like, I'm going to show you this one, I'm going to show you that one. I don't understand.
Yeah, because
it seems like he's got a gold mine with Dolly right
here. Yeah, so because I was just going to say, because now we have a new country and western singer that comes in. He's a guy.
Oh, yeah.
And he was awesome.
This
I
guy.
I loved him.
Okay.
First of all, he's the real deal and he's actually really good. Like, he actually sang very well and everything.
This is legitimately funny, this part of the
movie. But it is fucking hilarious because he's singing a very morbid song.
Yeah, I don't know who wrote this, but someone came in from the outside and did this part because this is the only part of the movie where you're like, oh, it's actually funny and it's like, and the way they build the song, it's very subtle. It's a really good comedic piece, this song.
Yeah, it's a really good song.
And it belongs nowhere near any part of this movie.
The song is about his fiance dying by the hand of his John Deere.
Oh, God.
Of his tractor. Like, the wedding dress gets caught, and then she just gets totally, like...
There was blood on the corn and brains on the hay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the song. Oh, yeah.
It's obviously hilarious.
She had a duty to her crops.
And my God.
That's when everyone...
She had a duty to her crops made me laugh so hard.
The whole point of this, we have to set this up. The point of this club is brutal on new acts. It's like the Apollo, basically.
Yeah.
Like, the Sandman's going
to
come out.
You have to win this club over, and then that's how they can tell that you're going to make it.
Freddie Ugo comes out and he says this is the next big thing all the time, and everybody laughs, and then they give somebody a hard time, but this guy at first won them over. They were like, oh shit, this guy's good, this is sweet.
And
the
then
audience,
as soon as they heard she had a duty to her crops, that's,
yeah,
he was
she had
like,
a duty. And the one guy looked at the other and goes, duty to her crops in the crowd. They're like, what the fuck does that mean? But they still kind of hung in there, and then it went off the rails about
it
her
was
getting
awesome.
Pulled down in the
it
tractor
awesome.
By her wedding dress and getting eaten by a thresher. It's fucking crazy.
And then everyone's laughing at him, and he says, hey, this really happened to my Loretta.
Oh, that was the best. And then that makes everyone laugh harder.
Yeah, I
love
that.
And then he runs off stage
so
crying.
Much. So yeah, we should set the stage here. This club in particular in New York City, the audience heckles new country and western acts, and they like make them feel inferior and like they're not going to make it. So if you can't make it at that club, you're not going to make it in the world. And for some reason, Dolly Parton has won them over. Everybody loves her.
Oh, she's the
but
house,
she's not making it in the world.
She's the house like singer. Like she's
yeah,
the, she's
true.
There
she's,
every
yeah,
night.
She's
residency. She's the house like MC basically.
So Dolly Parton makes a bet with Fred Hugo that she has to turn an average Joe into a country and western singer. Okay. So if she can, she'll get out of her contract. And if she cannot, she has to do the whole contract plus 5 more years on the contract
plus,
and sleep
she's got to
with
bang
Fred Hugo.
She does. Yeah, and this is where Stallone comes in. They go out. No, I don't think
that's legal.
I don't think that's legal as a part of a binding contract, but, probably.
So Dolly says, okay, like, I have to be able to pick who it is. It can't be like a homeless, deaf, dumb, and blind person that you picked out or whatever.
Some crazy person has to be like an average Joe, she says.
Yeah, so she says that the next person, I don't know why, they didn't say like you have to, like they should have given her like 7 days to choose someone or like at least two because he's like, well, come on, hurry up. Like, why haven't you found someone? And it's like, relax, we live in New York City. There's so many people here.
But she had to find someone outside. Plus, it's like 11 o'clock at night. But
Dolly is wearing like a rhinestones all over her dress. I'm sure that was heavy and cold.
They look at a bunch of homeless people, and they're obviously, you know, that's the comedy in this movie. Hey, look at that homeless person try to sing. It's so
stupid. Then Sly comes up in the car with the Asian people in the back.
Crashed the car.
And so now they're discussing, because she says the next person that shows up, like the next normal person that shows up, that'll be the guy.
And here he
comes. So here he comes down, you know, Mr. Roger Rabbit himself.
And I picture Sly, like when he did this movie, because he was like, you know, he's at home. And I think he was thinking about it. And he's like, you know, I'm Beverly Hills Cop. But, you know, I don't want to do that. You know, do I picture him like shuffling through things. He's got someone there, you know, reading it for him.
Yeah.
He can't read probably. And he's sitting there and he's like, I don't know what to do. And he's like, you know, I just want to do something different. You know, maybe Shakespeare or like country music. You know, something different. You know, and this came up first. It could have been Macbeth. It could have been worse.
It could have definitely been Macbeth.
Instead, it's
Dolly.
It's, you know, do country music. I think it'd be good for me.
I think it'd be good.
By the way, one more thing. I'm sorry about Sly. The way he speaks in this movie is infuriating.
Oh, it's terrible.
You can tell he was like, okay, you know, this is comedy. I got to speak well. Because if you're a brain-damaged boxer in a movie or if you're like a Rambo, you can mumble shit and it's fine. But if you're going to deliver comedic lines, you have to speak and you have to enunciate. And he enunciates in a ridiculous way.
Oh, it's terrible.
That's so unnatural for him that it makes his acting so much worse than it normally is.
Oh, it's so bad. Yeah.
It's so fucking bad. It's so embarrassing.
But I was happy with this because now we've got Fred Hugo, Dolly Parton, and Sly, and they're discussing the bet. Thank fuck.
Yeah.
Thank fuck. It wasn't like she was trying to, like, convince him that he has to do this. Like, they're like, okay, this is what's happening.
Yeah.
And like, that's the first time that one of these goddamn movies has ever said, like, all right, this is what the thing is, so this is what our lives are right now.
Yeah,
like,
that's
what's happening. And then they're like, okay, like, that's the first time I was like, oh, thank God.
Yeah they set it up real.
Yeah, Dolly does not like Sylvester Stallone, and so she's the bet's off.
He hits on her nonstop from the instant they
make everybody eye contact. Hits on her in this movie.
Yeah.
She does not like him at all, and so she just wants to say, like, okay, fine, the bet's off. Like, I'll just finish out my contract and whatever.
This part kills me here.
But what's his butt? Fred Hugo is like, no, it doesn't work like that. You have to do it. But like, they didn't sign anything.
The whole thing of her deciding to take him coming into the bar, then they go up to his apartment and talk about it's for just get to her fucking coaching him. We know that's the movie. It's obvious. We've made it that.
Because she goes, you skipped ahead a little bit. Because
No, but I'm just saying, like, this whole part that they use is all unnecessary. It's an hour 51.
Well, it's
this
just
movie.
To create conflict. Like, we're not supposed to, we're supposed to be like, oh shit, what's going to happen?
We know what's going to happen. Everyone saw the trailer of him singing fucking stupid country music, so we assume he's going along with the fucking bet.
Right, that's
that
true.
That part is unnecessary
but
stalling. We know what the plot is.
Okay, we have to get to it.
It's horrible.
She goes to the taxi place to talk to Sylvester Stallone because apparently she got him fired or whatever.
Yeah.
So she wants to go talk to him. She finds out she got fired. So he says, okay, she says, I'll get your car fixed, which is good for you.
Fixed. Yeah.
Because she's saying, like, all right, Fred, you go, like, if you want to fucking do this, then you're going to have to pay for this guy's car to get fixed. He said he'll do the gig if he gets the taxi fixed. So that's nice. Dolly won him over. Fred Hugo lives in Trump Tower, so we're even supposed to believe, like, hey, check out how rich he is.
Yeah, and Trump Tower in the 80s was like, if you were a yuppie, that's where you wanted to live.
Yeah. So they talk him into fixing the car, the taxi, and they even talk him into getting Sly his own taxi.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Because Sly wants to have his own taxi so he can run his own business.
The amount of money you apparently make putting up live country music acts is
obscene. That's what I'm saying.
This is the scene, too, where Sly is walking around Freddy's apartment.
Yeah, and he's, like, greeting everything in there.
He's talking to the staff. You can tell he's
doing all these jokes, like, hey, how's it hanging?
You know he was just like, just follow me around with the camera. It'll be hilarious. Like, I'm an improv guy. And he just walked around.
Yeah, like, he was doing Rodney Dangerfield jokes over to, like, hey, Mr. Horse Statue, what a long face. Like, he's doing, like, Rodney Dangerfield jokes. I'm like, this is sad.
Embarrassing. The amount of eye rolling in this movie
is bad.
You can't watch this movie, and like I need to go to like a doctor to get them readjusted. I've rolled so much to watching this movie.
So now Dolly and Sly go back to Sly's place. He lives above a funeral home.
Yeah.
And they go to his place that he can, because he plays the organ.
She says he's got these really and big organ. There was a whole dumb joke
about it. And she's like, do you even play any musical instruments? And he says, I play the organ. And she's like, all right, yeah, you play the organ. What organ? And he's like, no, I'm really good at playing the organ.
I really do have this really big organ.
Yeah, that's really big organ. Yeah. And
it's so embarrassing.
Oh my God, it's so embarrassing. Because of course, like Dolly, you know, she knows everybody hits on her everywhere she goes. And she's just an angel and she gives it back to everybody.
She says to him, that organ better be having music coming out of it.
Yeah. So you decided to just completely desecrate and disrespect Dolly Parton?
That's what you're doing in this movie. Sly's, his parents, Freddie's, Dolly and all of her brethren. They're so aggressive, all of these accents. It is impossible for me to not
How
do all
dare
of them.
You do an impression of Dolly Parton? Sorry. Everybody else, fine.
What is this,
Dolly
like you
Parton?
Can't draw the Prophet Muhammad? What are you fucking... No, it's fine. No, it's fine.
You cannot imitate the Prophet Dolly.
Well, you know what? I will not be put down. I will not be forced into silence. I will imitate her now even more than ever.
Oh, okay.
You hear me, sugar? That's right, sweetheart. All right. All right.
So,
I'll yodel, I'll do it all.
Oh, boy. All right, so Sly is definitely doing comedy here. He starts playing, what was it, Goodness Gracious Great Balls of Fire?
No, it was Tutti Frutti. It was Tutti Frutti.
Oh, Tutti Frutti. So he is singing Tutti Frutti. Tutti Frutti! Hello, Rudy!
That's what he's doing. And his eyes are rolling back in his head.
He's sweating.
He has blood vessels in his forehead that are about to fucking pop. Like, I was rooting for a stroke like nobody's business here.
The funny part is that there was a funeral in session while he was doing that, and everybody could hear him.
Oh, God.
It is so funny.
And he looks into the funeral, and it's a bunch of old Italian people, because Sly is very Italian. His parents are very Italian.
And that helmet that he has on.
He's got a helmet of a hair, and he looks
what's his name? Frankie Avalon hair.
He's got very nice Frankie Avalon hair. I'll give Sly that. His hair is fantastic. But he looks down at these people, and he's like, oh, I'm sorry. Your mother sleep with the angels or some stupid shit. But he says it like a goofball. I just want to fucking choke him in this
movie. He plays a good New York Italian guy. Anyway, so they're eating lunch now with Sly's family, and it's like
offensive.
Why?
This is one
Why?
Of our
Why
offensive
is that offensive?
Ever.
But not imitating Dolly with that horrible accent that you just did.
That's
that
Dolly
offensive.
Is a caricature of herself. I'm sorry,
she's
but
not. She's
this
a beautiful woman.
Fucking lunch. Okay, I don't normally get a chance to be offended, but this here. For the love of God, this is... What?
You want to say fangool.
This goddamn lunch. First of all, the thing that's most offensive, I know you're all going to say, oh yeah, they're making fun of Italians. But yeah, that's there too.
Yeah.
The rolls on the table. The fucking bread they're eating is a disgrace. It's the most offensive thing. They have like little Pillsbury dinner roll, puffy. No. I grew up in New York. I'm an Italian guy. I know what my grandmother would have on the goddamn fucking table for bread, and that's not it. It'd be a big fucking round loaf that you carve, that you cut in long slices. That's what it is. Not this pile of shit, or even a long, like a baguette type, whatever. Not these little rolls. These were bullshit rolls.
Well, they were eating like spaghetti and meatballs, and like it was the biggest lunch in the world.
It was ridiculous. It was super offensive. It was very.
Well, this would be the so
equivalent. But this would be the equivalent if of a black family sitting around like in the cutaway in the Soul Man movie where he's like, you know, they're flinging like chicken bones and watermelon rinds at each other. That's the equivalent of this.
I'm sorry. So
fucking offensive. It's not even funny. And Dolly's sitting there like making fun of them while it's happening too. She's like. She's like joining in on the offensiveness when it's like, at least Sly's a guinea. Like, where do you, this is the only time I've ever been mad at Dolly Parton. I'm like, where do you come off, Dolly?
She wasn't mocking them.
Yes, she was.
I think she was mocking him.
When she says, I'm taking him down south, because that's what she's there to tell his family, which is another thing we got to talk about,
yeah,
that they're going away. And she said, don't worry, I'll be eating pizza every day. And it's like, go fuck yourself right now, all right?
Oh, yeah.
Everyone in this movie, go fuck yourself right now. I'm just so angry at everybody
and everything.
That was very condescending.
So Dolly is going to be bringing Sly down to Tennessee, and she's going to be getting him into country and western boot camp.
Yes.
To teach him how to be country. Okay?
C&W boot camp.
Yeah. So I'm confused as to, number one, why they have to go down there. Why couldn't they just learn how to be...
I get it,
you have to learn how to be country, but I mean, like, you can learn how to be country in New York because she can just teach him.
I bet Dolly's got a pretty countrified apartment.
I bet you.
Yeah, you know.
And I bet you she also hangs out at country and western bars,
yep,
when she's not working.
Yeah. Yep.
But they make her seem like she's a slave.
Yeah, like, that's all she does.
Like, she, like,
they
is
never
in
show
chains.
Her home.
We never saw her home life.
We never see her home life. We don't see anything.
And, like, she seems like everything's moving so fast because, like, we have to go down to Tennessee and get you down to country and western lessons right now.
Yeah,
like,
let's
it was
go
weird.
Right now. We don't
but
have
anyway,
two weeks
what I love
is
that is. They go down to Tennessee and she tells him that he has to say howdy. He can still say hello.
Yeah, yeah.
And hello are still part of the same language.
This Tennessee that they go to, I've been through Tennessee.
I've been to
all
Tennessee.
Through
My
Tennessee.
Family lives in Tennessee.
This was another century.
This was like from like 1876.
This was the kid in Willy Wonka, the poor kid that sleeps with his whole family. This is where he lived. Like,
this
what
was
the fuck
like,
is this?
This was the sticks. And I understand because, my family lives in Tennessee. I love Tennessee. It's gorgeous. They have great barbecue there.
And that's all
I don't
the
love the humidity,
that you could say
but that's
about
fine.
Tennessee.
I don't love the humidity, but that's fine.
Yeah, that's
but
all the positive.
My grandparents, they lived like they had to drive like 45 minutes out of, to go into town. And
were there herds of livestock going
no,
through the middle
was gonna
of
say,
town
everything
in the street,
is very
like
green,
in this movie?
Everything's nice. Like,
this was
weird. Yeah, this was weird.
This was like a weird set. It was like a
it was
weird,
terrible.
Like,
it just seemed like Blazing Saddles.
Yeah, it was like a weird Hee-Haw set. It wasn't even quality of Blazing Saddles set. It was like Hee-Haw. It was terrible. It was like a television set.
So they finally meet up with Dolly's dad. Because I was wondering, I'm like, who are we going to be like meeting? Yeah. Like, who's going to be our spirit guide here?
One thing before, I'm sorry, this is the
a
last.
A spirit guide like moonshine.
He was great, by
who's
the way.
Who's our moonshine guide? I love the dad.
How old are Dolly and Sly supposed to be in this movie?
I think they're supposed to be in their like 20s or 30s.
That's what I mean. It seems like they're like 36, 37 years old, but everyone treats them like they're 20. Everyone's like the kids.
Yeah, I thought that maybe they were in their 20s.
The parents were worried about him going down to Tennessee, which is like, he's 35 years old.
Everybody was really protective of her because of that gross guy that cheated on her.
Yeah, I get that as a daughter, but still everyone treats her like she's 12 down there too, and then everyone treats Sly like
she is an angel.
Everyone treats Sly like he's 12 years old, which makes no sense because he was a goddamn New York City cab driver, which was excessively dangerous thing to do in the early 80s. But they act like, oh, you can't go to Tennessee. It's not going to be safe. He's going to get his throat cut any night of the week.
Any night of the week. And also, his driving is terrible.
And between his driving and traffic and the chance of getting shot in the head for $30, this guy is going to die any minute now.
And
they're worried about him going to Tennessee. It's a lot safer down there for him, I would think.
But finally, somebody asks, because Sly never asked this. Finally, the dad says, all right, well, what does Hugo get out of the deal if you don't win? Like, if you lose, like, what does he get out of the deal? And I was like, thank you. Like, Sly never said, like, because he never explored the possibility of it not working. He's like, what happens if it doesn't? And that would be my first question.
Yeah, hey, at that point, what goes on?
And then also, too, like, why would he think it's a good idea to help her get out of her contract unless he was getting his car fixed? Like, like, did they think that he was just going to go for it without anything favoring him? Like,
every cab driver wants to be a country music star. Don't you know that?
Every cab driver,
that's every cab driver's dream.
But she doesn't tell them about the sex part. She just tells them, like, about I just don't get out of my contract. I'm like, if you would have told Sly, hey, you got to help me because otherwise this dude is going to keep me in my contract, then add five more, and then he wants to have sex with me. And I don't want to have sex with him. They would have fucking been like, all right, let's do this.
He's going to Dolly my Parton after that. I don't think so.
Dolly my Parton. I like that. Anyway.
Sorry.
No, I love it. It's good. So now I was laughing because there's just people just playing concerts in the streets, in the streets, not even streets, dirt roads.
Oh.
Dirt roads in front of like old buildings. Like it just reminded me of Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, where
people
they start bringing, like singing like, in constant sorrow.
A banjo band will just gather at the drop of a hat. And
at any given moment, yeah.
And there's microphones and amplifiers and shit. That's the thing,
microphones. Was there amplifiers? Because it didn't seem like that microphone was doing anything.
But they had like mics set up on mic stands on the front porch.
I don't know why they even had a microphone, because everybody was within 20 feet.
Everybody, that's what I mean. Everyone was right there. We can hear you just fine.
Yeah.
There's no microphone necessary on your front porch.
At least they didn't have like screens up.
Yeah, on your front porch with like 30 people outside.
Yeah, so this is the first place that... Sly starts learning about what it means to be country and like how to sing and whatever. So he tries to start singing with the band.
Screams at the top of his lungs, which is his style. Devil with a Blue Dress, I believe.
Oh, that's right. He did sing Devil with a Blue Dress.
Devil with a Blue Dress. That's how he sings, I swear to God. He doesn't even say all
the words. He's thrashing around like a shark. He's sweating and he's turning purple because he's like screaming and he's jumping and his helmet hair is moving.
It looks like he's having a massive seizure every time he
sings.
I'm not even kidding. Like he thrashes his head from side to side. You're like, dude, what the fuck?
Yeah, he's going crazy.
Yeah.
So now they're eating dinner with Dolly. It's Dolly, Sly, and whatever.
Yeah.
And Sly, here's what I didn't understand. Why does Sly need to learn how to eat country?
That makes no sense.
I get walking.
Yeah.
But I think that nobody in that NYC club is going to be like, hey, did you eat peas?
Like, hey, Sly, your singing's pretty good, but let me ask you, how do you eat your biscuits?
Yeah.
Like, no one's asking
that. Did
you
put the peas in your mashed potatoes or what?
Yeah,
like,
nobody's going to,
they're not interviewing him about that.
Yeah, and he's not supposed to put butter on his rolls. That's a big thing. He's supposed to dip
butter
them in
the rolls
gravy.
Is delicious.
Yeah, well, that's not what he's supposed to do down there. He's supposed to use them with the gravy. But she is also making him split wood. At one point.
Yeah, because he has to learn how to be country. He just needs to learn how to... He still doesn't know how to sing.
She's like hillbilly Mr. Miyagi now. She's like...
Well, I think it was supposed to be like...
so weird.
What's it called? My Fair Lady.
Is that what my Karate Kid is based on?
No, this is basically My Fair Lady, except for it's My Fair...
Well, yeah, obviously.
Stallone.
Yeah, but splitting wood, I don't think
it's My Fair Guinea.
My Fair Guinea. That's exactly what it is.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
My new favorite insult from this whole interaction is Dolly calls him a damn bum.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was so offended. He's like, did you just call me a damn bum?
Oof.
Imagine if we called somebody a damn bum now. They would be like, whatever.
That's pretty mild.
Yeah. But I'm going to start, I'm going to call everybody a damn bum.
That's
damn
not being a damn bum. And by the way, down here in Tennessee, everyone can sing.
Everyone
can sing. They all can whip out a country tune. No problem. They all can play an instrument. They all
can
sing.
Yeah.
Everyone could, but not everyone has singing talent. The region of your birth means that does not give a great
singing
talent.
Well, this is like
a
weird town where there's no roads.
Yeah.
There's just dirt roads and animals, livestock crossing the street, and everybody sings and whatever.
It's like the Hillbilly Fame High School, like with dirt roads. It's weird.
It's High School Musical, except for with country people that are old.
Yeah, it's fucking creepy.
All right, so Sly leaves because he's upset being called a damn bum, and he makes it to some bar. I don't know.
Makes
whatever.
It to town, apparently.
And then he is being verbally assaulted by this country dude.
He's being accosted by a guy just...
Yep. And what I noticed here is that here is where Sly is doing his best John Travolta.
Oh, man.
And it's not great, but he's doing his best John Travolta.
And he's trying to have, like, quips and comebacks
it's
with
not
this guy.
Good.
None of it's funny. It's the worst shit ever.
No.
It's embarrassing.
And it's
really embarrassing. It should have been cut out. This movie's an hour 51, and it could have very easily been, like...
Hour 32?
An hour 21. Like,
yeah. No,
very
you're,
easily.
You're right. So we meet Dolly's ex-boyfriend.
Barnett.
What his name is. Barnett, that's
Barnett.
Right. Because I just had him in as Dolly's ex-BF.
I don't even have to write that down, by the way. That's not even in my notes. That's just, I remember his name was Barnett Kale because I've seen this movie 60 times.
And he only drinks a cup of foam.
Yeah.
He's gross.
Yeah, he wants a beer. It's all foam. And he goes, I like my beer foamy. And it's like, I like to buy not beer.
Yeah,
I like to
waste
air.
My money.
Yeah, I was so upset.
I like to purchase air and just sip it. Oh, no. I don't remember who said this. I wrote the quote down, but I didn't write down who said it.
I bet you
I sound like baby Hitler.
That is definitely Stallone saying that about Dolly.
That's right. You sound like baby Hitler.
She's making him do everything country and making him be a different person. And so he's like, you sound like baby Hitler, is the way he said it, actually.
When did he turn into Larry David?
You sound like baby Hitler.
Yeah. So she
mumbling asshole.
He talks about how he met some dudes who helped him, like, be a little bit country or whatever.
The great guys.
Yeah, the great guys. And so she asks him, well, who is it? Like, I guess that makes sense because in, you know, in this small, like, weird village, Dolly knows everybody. And so I guess she would want to know, like, who, whatever.
Who
he
says who's what corrupting her, you.
Yeah, he says what his name is. And Dolly goes on a rampage. She goes and runs off and says, all that man did to me was lie to me and cheat on me. And she's breaking everything. And everybody can hear her.
It's a very 80s sitcom. She's just
But so stupid. It's so funny because then I also wrote down that when he's wearing that weird suit. Sly's wearing that weird, like, Elvis suit.
Oh, so this is Drinkenstein now.
Yeah, so Sly's wearing this hideous suit, and he's wearing this hideous hat, and he's singing this song called Drinkenstein.
Yeah.
And Drinkenstein!
Drinkenstein!
Yeah, and he's sweating, and he looks like he's ready. He looks like he's ready to shit his pants at any given moment.
You didn't, by the way, set this up properly. The camera.
I'm sorry, I did not.
The camera opens up.
On a Sly bulge.
Yeah, you hear the twang of the guitar, and then it just cuts to Sly bulge in these tight pants and spandex, and pans up to his face, like rolling his eyes and making these exaggerated faces of how ridiculous he feels. It's the stupidest. Oh, it's so embarrassing. I swear to God. Whenever Sly feels a twinge of dignity, if I ruled the world, this is the type of shit I would do to get people back. If he ever, I want a device in his head, a chip. If one twinge of dignity ever starts to come to the surface, I want, like, on Google Glasses, I want, like, the image of him doing this to appear immediately. So he says, no, I have no dignity. I'm a fucking embarrassment to this world. I can go fuck myself. That's what I want. That's the type of cheap shit I would do if I was in charge.
Yeah, and I wrote down, I'm sorry, I did not set this up properly, because I said, we saw Sly's penis outline in that slow crawl up his legs.
I was
very shocked.
Turned on? Is that what you're getting
at? No.
Excited?
No, that was not. Nope.
No?
All right. Okay. No, not a thing.
No?
All right, so Dolly Parton's
aroused is the word you're looking for?
No, that was not the word. Okay. Were you? Should I be worried?
No,
you were already complimenting his hair.
I was very angry. I'll say that much. Wow.
So Dolly Parton's ex-boyfriend seems like he's a really bad guy, but he doesn't do anything to sabotage Sly's chances of succeeding.
He's actually helping him a little bit.
But he doesn't do anything even really, like, he tries to heckle him at the end, but it's not really, like, it was just
dumb. It's half-hearted.
Yeah, it was very half-hearted.
He sort of fights with him, but not really. He does teach him how to walk, though.
Yeah.
Like, Dolly kept trying to teach him how to walk, and she couldn't get the country walk out of him. And Barnett came in, and he just said, you ever had jock itch? And then and then he knew how to walk. That was it right there. Like,
so, I think it's because at this point, I think that Barnett wanted Dolly to think, like, look, I'm a good guy.
Yeah,
I'm helping you out and whatever. So I think that's why he's helping.
Yeah. Meanwhile, he was just trying to squirm his way back in and actually fuck with Sly. I love when they go out, Barnett Barnett and Sly go out on the town here. Mm-hmm. This is what's coming up here.
Yeah, they go out and then Dolly shows up.
Yeah.
And she brings her girls to play.
Yeah, she does. Both of them are...
They're out in full force.
I would call her boobs an entourage.
At that point, she's got...
A boob-tourage.
Yeah, she's got a boob-tourage going.
They pull... Drunk driving is not only... It's like a pastime in this town.
Yeah.
They pull up, Sly and Barnett. Barnett's driving this Jeep. They pull up hammered, almost running people over as they pull onto the sidewalk and run into the building while holding a beer up out of the Jeep, yelling his own name. Not only am I doing this and drawing attention to myself, but Barnett is the one doing it. And here's why. Here's a beer in my hand. It's the most aggressive.
It's so aggressive.
Barnett! And it's the weirdest thing ever.
That was really weird.
It made me laugh.
So Dolly is dancing with Sly now, and she wants to... I think she's trying to make Barnett a little bit jealous.
Yeah, she's trying to fuck with him.
She's fucking with him.
Good for you.
Good for her. Good for you, Dolly. But also,
boobs, Dolly.
You know what? Move on. Because, Dolly, you are an angel. Barnett is not worth your time.
She lives in Manhattan. This guy's like some schlub drunk driving around Tennessee.
Some guy in Trump Tower is offering to give her the old brajol.
That's what I mean.
And I don't think she's appreciating that enough.
Well,
Dolly does not know her worth. And I think that she's better than this.
I think Dolly could find herself a nice man.
Not Sly either. He's
not
a douche.
Sly either. He's a complete douchebag.
So they're dancing. Barnett wants to dance with Dolly. Dolly says, I don't think so, pal.
Yeah, back off, mister.
Barnett is not happy with this.
No.
No. So now he wants to fight with Sly because he's like, I've been nice to you because I wanted to get her, but now that I can't get her,
and it looks like she likes you, in my mind, now we're going to fight.
So he like punches him, and Dolly won't let Sly fight with Barnett.
She say, she ain't gonna sing too good if you ain't got no
teeth.
I can't
believe that you're doing this.
Yeah, well, that's sorry. If she didn't say it like that, I wouldn't have to.
Yeah.
I have to.
Anyway, so she's not letting Sly fight, and he's very upset, but he still complies with what she says.
Yeah.
Which I don't understand why it's that big of a deal.
Well, she doesn't want him to get teeth knocked out.
No. I understand that part because I am a woman, and I understand that fighting is stupid. He's very upset, and he's mad, and he's like, why won't you let me fight, blah, blah, blah. That's the part I don't understand.
Because he wants to fight. Some guy just punched him in the face.
But why would that make you want to fight?
Because he just punched you. It's not making you want to fight. You're in a fight. Once somebody punches you, you're in a fight. Perpetually.
I know, but my theory is to make your, to not do that, but make
you're
yourself clever and devastating like Dolly.
But you're not seeing it the proper way that guys look at it.
Okay. Because I'm not a guy.
If someone punches you in the face,
that
you're now in a fight. Now, you can either punch back and end that fight, or else you are in that fight till the end of time until
you have
there's
to go
a
the
response.
Distance.
Well, no, you're in a fight forever now because he punched you in the face. The fight's open-ended. So it never gets closed. It's like a contract that keeps rolling over. You're stuck in that so you might die with like four open-ended fights. You can't have that. Sly's got to go and settle up right now, end this fight, and either punch this guy and beat him up or get the more of the shit beat out of him. But the shit's not answered at this point. There's one punch in the face. Sly is not put down for the count. So he's got to, obviously, he's fucking Rocky. So he's got to come back and fight.
But he also has a singing competition.
Plus, in this movie, I really feel like the other thing is he didn't want to throw a punch because that is too much like Rocky, and this is a comedy. And I guarantee you, when they wrote that scene, they were like, wouldn't it be funny if Sly never throws a fucking punch because everyone's going to expect him to punch? Because it's like, oh, you're fucking with Rocky. He's going to knock you out.
Yeah.
Swear to God. And I bet they were like, wouldn't
it
be funny?
What the problem was.
Yeah, if we have him, we don't see that now because he's Sly from other things, but in 84, he was just Rocky pretty much.
Yeah, like he was only Rocky.
So I feel like people thought of that and they were like, we'll have Dolly do it. Yeah, that'll be funny.
Dolly lands a solid blow to Barnett's face.
86 pounds of Dolly.
86 pounds of Dolly, where 56 of them are boobs.
She throws some boob behind it and she nails him, though.
Yeah, she does, big time. So now Sly and Dolly are getting a little bit romantic while her dad is in the other room.
Creepy as
he's like
shit.
A weird old... Oh, yeah. So the dad is trying to pawn off that Drinkenstein suit.
I love that, through the whole movie.
Yeah, on the whole movie. And it's funny because he's like, no, seriously, I want you to have it. And he's like, nah, it's all right. And it's funny because he's like, no, seriously. He's like, I'm trying to get rid of this for whatever. Anyway, so now Sly has to sing in front of everyone.
Yes.
This is his like first...
At the bar.
Yeah, at the bar in Tennessee.
First performance.
He has to do that, and he roasts the fuck out of Barnett, courtesy of one Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
Because Barnett starts heckling Sly, and then Dolly Parton gives him the blows to give back.
He asks him, yeah, Dolly's like a, yeah, she's like...
She's an unstoppable
quip
machine.
She's like Don Rickles up there.
She is so fucking funny.
He, Sly's...
Oh, that's lovely.
Sly's one response looks like you comb your hair with a pork chop. Was what I believe.
That's a pretty good one.
Saying that it's
That's
greasy.
A pretty solid burn.
They don't seem to mind Sly's singing here.
No, because that was all of Dolly's family and friends.
Well, plus,
but I think that they were just pleased with whatever he did.
Dolly is so goddamn good on stage.
She's an angel.
She can literally just just shoot charisma off to others nearby. Like, you have Dolly
but
charisma.
She's singing.
It's like fairy dust. She just sprinkles all over the stage.
One of the last lines of one of the songs is, if you think God isn't going to do something for you, you're wrong. I was like, we have been wrong. We have been wrong.
Dolly,
why? What's happening?
Dolly, so they're, don't make you believe.
They're killing it on stage, the two of them together. And it's only because he's singing a duet with her, which at this point he thinks that that's what it is.
Oh,
he thinks it's a duet.
They sing,
right?
They sing Sweet Love and Friends.
Sweet Love and Friends.
Yeah.
So they
well,
are.
Well, you're all I can handle. That's how Sly opens
it. It was so
line.
Bad.
Well, you're all I can handle. That's just how he sings, by the way. Fucking taking it easy. He tries to get like, I love when he tries to go deep.
Elvis-y.
Taking it easy.
It's really bad.
It's that's the quality of singing that he's presenting.
Yeah.
to the world.
So he's
on film.
At this point, he's killing, and it's just because everybody's cheering for them because, number one, they've spent 2 weeks with him, so they have a little bit of a relationship with him, and they're like, oh, we know what his progress is. We're rooting for him. He's doing well, and also he's performing with fucking Dolly. So, of course,
fine.
He's going to be doing well.
Yeah. You're rooting for Dolly.
Everyone's dancing. Ah. Dolly punches Barnett in the face. Sly sneaks a kiss on stage, which you do not do that.
It is a fucking hoedown.
It is a hoedown. It's a hootenanny.
Yeah.
But Sly sneaks a kiss on stage, which you do not do that. You do not pull fast moves on Dolly. You write that woman a letter of intent.
I agree. Exactly. Write her a letter of intent via, yeah. From
she is not a kissing post.
Kate and Leopold.
Yeah.
That was the only...
Dolly is not a kissing post.
No.
You write her a letter of intent. You let her know what her intentions are.
You put it in the mail.
Yeah.
You seal it with wax.
You have somebody deliver it to her.
Very old-fashioned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dolly says to Sly, because he walks up when they're about to leave Tennessee, like that's the night before... And she's singing this beautiful song, and she says, perfect timing, perfect body. Like, she's calling Sly perfect body, and
creepy,
I was like,
man.
Whoa.
Then they get it on.
She says, perfect timing, perfect body, and I was like, yuck.
How dare Sly desecrate Dolly?
I wrote the same
disgusted.
Thing.
Disgusted. I hope she was drugged. I really do. I don't even know if I hope, but I think she was drugged. And I don't hope. I don't want Dolly to be sexually abused or assaulted in any way, but... For some reason, I hope it's better than making the decision to have sex with Sylvester Stallone.
I would agree with you wholeheartedly.
Especially
after he says, yeah, after Drinkenstein with that bulge. And after he says, do you know how many nights I have had to take a cold shower? Okay, my guess, Sly, is going to be between 1 and 13 because we have known each other for 2 weeks.
Exactly how long I've known you for.
Yeah, that's not really like an insurmountable amount of showers. Like, do you know how many showers I've... Like, you know, we've been together for 3 years trying to practice this. And
I've been pining after you since you sat behind me in 7th grade biology. And then, you know, it's been
like
25 years.
We've been hanging out for 2 weeks and you're the only person that I know down here. And you have big boobs. And of course, I'm going to take a shower. Power.
It's insane.
But now we're back in New York.
Shit gets fast and furious from here on.
Yeah. Now we're back in New York
and
we are at an Italian party.
Yes, this is Sly's
because
welcome
home. This is a welcome
home
party from his Italian family.
It's
everybody in his Italian family.
It's stereotypical.
And they're so excited that he's a country western singer.
Oh, he's
your
got a
family
hat on.
Your family would not be as excited. They'd be like, where did you go?
The
why?
What the fuck are you doing? Especially in the 80s, they'd have been like, what are you, a cowboy now?
Your grandma would have been,
My grandmother, she would have said, oh, what are you, ma? Why are you cowboy? Well, what do you do? Where are you going to find the cow? She would not be, she'd be very concerned with my future.
But where are you going to ride a horse?
Yeah, get the hell out of here, she'd say.
Yeah, she'd be so upset.
She'd be very mad at me.
Mucky cuts.
Yeah, she'd be completely upset.
All right, so now he's been gone for like 2 weeks, but they're acting like he's been gone for like 6 months or a year.
They're
acting like he just
got
back from war. Yeah, exactly.
Like he got back from, like, it was VJ day, and he just came home and
so
kissed
now,
a woman in the street and then came to this party.
So Sly wants to be a singer now.
Oh,
okay.
He's cocky at this party.
He's cocky. It's only been 2 weeks. He thinks he's going to be a professional singer. He thinks, you know, everything's coming up, Sylvester. So Dolly says, realistically and rightfully so, she says, okay, but you can't do that after 2 weeks. Like, you can still practice.
You're not a professional singer.
Yeah, but you're not a professional singer. Yeah. And he's upset because...
He doesn't want the cab back now, he says. Like,
he doesn't
want
the cab back, but he enjoyed... You know, doing well on stage and, you know, Dolly Parton carrying
the
whole load of the thing.
He's like a terrible comedian that did a bringer show and his friends liked him. And now he thinks he's a fucking professional comedian and he has business cards.
Oh, you're doing another comedian, a website,
has
headshots.
A goddamn it's on their Facebook. It says they're work that comedian. Like, that's what they're doing. That's exactly what Sly is doing.
Yeah.
He's like a 2 month in comedian who had his first bringer show with more than 8 people in the crowd. And he was like, all 40 people thought I was hilarious.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So now Dolly and Sly are having an argument in front of Sylvester's whole family.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a loud and like...
Oh, it's... Yeah.
It's a loud and, you know, it's aggressive. There's a lot of harbored resentment for each other going on. And there's some venom.
And there's conservatively 75 people there.
Oh, totally.
At this party.
But now we're back at the club when the night that Sly is supposed to be performing.
Mm-hmm.
And Dolly's just kind of like, singing a pretty somber song, very heartfelt about how she feels bad because she dragged him into all of this. And
yeah.
And she's like, oh, that poor guy, like, you know, I did this to him. Like, now he thinks he's a great, like, she's not like, wow, you are insane. She's like, oh, it's all my fault. I gave him.
He was just living his own life, and he didn't ask for any of this, but then he turned into a douchebag, which
yeah,
is beyond
exactly.
her
That's
control.
The thing. Yeah. So she feels really bad. And so she's just going to go, and she's a woman of her word. She's going to go have sex with Fred Hugo.
Yeah.
And she's going to, okay, fine. I'm accepting my fate. I've got to do another contract, and I've got to finish this contract.
Yep. Sly's not going to show.
Sly's not going to show. Why would he? Blah, blah, blah.
And also, too, Freddie says he's been, quote, lining up the worst hecklers in New York for him. So he's like, he's setting this. I don't know if there's some sort of underground heckler network.
He's
going to all the clubs, all the comedy clubs, looking for people who are, you
there
know,
must be.
Drunken assholes yelling shit out. And he's like, I like the cut of that guy's jib. I'm going to bring him in.
So
come to my place and be
now,
like an asshole.
Sly is trying to make it to the club on time
because he shows up in his disco Elvis suit.
He said he was going to go anyway.
Yes.
Like, he kept telling her, he's like, no, I'm good enough anyway. Like, I'm going to do this on my own. Like, you know,
man
blah, blah, blah,
word,
whatever.
Yeah.
I'm a man of my word, but I don't need you. I mean, I don't, you know, fine, whatever. You can do whatever you want, but whatever.
Yeah.
So now we get to see Sly in a weird rhinestone outfit on horseback.
It's disco Elvis is the best way
it
to describe
disco
it.
It is disco Elvis
if you took
on
an
horseback.
Elvis, yeah, Elvis jumpsuit and you tackled him and bedazzled the fuck out of it. And just made it disco. If you said, Elvis, you're disco now. And
disco
like,
country yeah, Elvis.
Disco country Elvis. It's super weird.
Mm-hmm. And then I wrote down that Dolly punches Fred Hugo now. So
yes.
She is just slinging fists like
yeah,
nobody's
Dolly
business.
Is throwing down.
Yeah. They decide to go through with the bet. Okay. And I love that somebody said that Sly's hair was higher than his IQ.
Is higher than his IQ. Did you miss the fact that he rode a horse?
I said that he was on
yes,
horseback.
Yes, He literally, now, if you thought Sylvester Stallone...
Oh, yeah, he rode a horse into Trump Tower.
Yeah, if you thought Stallone was an idiot and ridiculous looking in everything he did, wait till you see him ride a fucking horse in an Elvis suit.
Yeah, him trying to get up on that three times was pretty funny.
Pretty goddamn embarrassing.
So they're all heckling him. They're like, oh my God, your hair is higher than your IQ, and look at this fucking guy, blah, 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 blah.
He's a big knight. Doesn't listen to any of Dolly's advice.
No, he doesn't listen to any of Dolly's advice.
Did you mention that Freddie Hugo has his initials on his front door of his apartment?
No.
On the outside of his front door.
We just didn't mention his initials were FU.
He has his initials in big letters on his front door.
Oh my God, I missed that.
That's class. Gold, too. You want your initials in gold on your front door. I feel like that's class.
It must be.
Jesus
it
Christ.
Must be. All right. So anyway, he says to the crowd, Sly, when he's up on stage, he says, how you doing tonight? And they go, better than you are. And I was like, oh my God, it's just like over the
it's
top.
Over the top line. That's what I mean. He brought that back. He's like, you know, I was in this one movie once and they said, better
this is
than
a
you
really
are. And
great
I think
comeback.
We should, yeah, it's a good comeback that Bull should use on me.
Yeah. Okay. So now Sly is insulting the masculinity of the crowd.
Oh, yeah, he's
which
talking
is good.
Shit. He's heckling.
Now all of a sudden, so now he's country. Now he knows. Which, by the way, Italians are the biggest ball breakers
yeah.
in the world. And, like, country yeah. people, they're pretty, like, the, you know, the southern people, they're good at roasting people, but, like, in a very sweet way.
Certain people are known as, like, good at, like, battles like that. And
yeah.
usually, like, I did not know that that was a part of country music. I've never heard they're of Garth
pretty...
Brooks just, like, firing down
nah,
the crowd.
Nah, they just do it in a very sweet way.
It's super strange.
Like, that's why they say, like, bless his little heart.
Yeah, yeah.
That child
it's,
is
yeah,
ugly
more...
as fuck.
Much more condescending.
Yeah, they're just very sweet about
There's
it.
An Italian will compare you to the... funniest, most hideous thing they could think of.
Yeah.
It's a different
and
approach.
And they always ask you a question like Dom Herrera says, how would
yeah.
you like it?
Yeah.
Anyway, so he's insulting the masculinity of the crowd now. And I just love that I wrote down that the message of this movie is some stroke mouth guy inspired a room full of people.
He did. And that's the thing I don't understand. He starts singing something, and they're talking shit, and then he's like, all right, because he starts singing the slower song, and then he's like, no, we need to rock this, and he stops.
Yeah.
The crowd was kind of against him.
Oh, yeah, because, yeah, he started singing out, and it sucked, and then he had them bring up the tempo.
And then,
he's a musical genius
and
now.
And then they brought up the tempo, and then the fucking crowd loves him. He's doing nothing that Dolly taught him. He's still singing like a complete piece of shit. He's
yep.
terrible. He's out of rhythm. He's dancing like a... And they're into it. The hardest crowd in New York.
Yeah.
But now they're in, why are they into him?
Stay
There's
out
no
of
way
my bed.
there's no way they haven't had other acts that were at least that decent come in.
Yeah.
That were they. And then Dolly jumps in once the bet is won. Once she's looking at Freddie, and Freddie's like, "Yeah, fuck it, he won the bet," because they are.
She jumps in.
They're dancing and clapping. I mean,
it's a catchy beat.
But I mean,
you
he's
have been
terrible.
Singing it all week.
Stay out of my bedroom. Yeah. And then she hops in. Fucking yeah. Oh man, it's. Yeah. God damn it.
James has been singing that song all week.
And then they do there's like the little solo in the beginning of the next song with the fiddle, and he actually screams, "All right," like that. And it's, wow, is it embarrassing?
Oh, it's terrible.
It's so fucking
it's
bad.
It's so embarrassing.
Holy shit. She's like a tornado when she hits that stage.
So. Oh, she's so magical.
Because she starts singing like with force. Like she comes in like, I know you've had to listen to Sly.
It's kind of like watching John Travolta dance in Grease.
Yeah, it is. It's that. Yeah, she comes off the bench like fucking whoa, blow. She's like
Yeah, she comes out swinging. Yeah,
she's like
good.
Jordan was taking 5 minutes off on the court and everybody was playing. And then he came back in the game and just started dunking on people.
Yeah, and he decided to dunk on people.
The best player hasn't been on the court. We didn't realize that. Yeah that's right.
Damn it.
Damn it. Okay.
All right. So I wrote down go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was just gonna say during this whole scene. There's a band of actual musicians playing this shit when Dolly's not on stage, but they're behind Sly. Like, what must they think? These people aren't actors. These are musicians probably that work for Dolly and Dolly's band or something. And they're sitting there playing this music because it's like a live performance.
Stay out of
with this terrible fucking guy in front singing. Do you think they're like glancing at each other like, Jesus, what the fuck are we doing?
They're just sitting there thinking about how much are we getting paid for this?
God, I hope Dolly's paying us for this.
Yeah. All right, so I wrote down that this movie was absolutely supposed to be a fish out of water about Sly in Tennessee and whatever, but I will pose to you this.
Please.
The real fish out of water is Dolly Parton being a country western singer in New York City.
That's absolutely it.
And I feel bad for Dolly because she didn't have any friends. Because if I was your friend, Dolly, I would have told you you should move back to Tennessee and that would be like a good place
move
for you.
Move to Nashville.
Don't live in the sticks.
Small town, but move to Nashville where you can, you know, get a country music career going. Like, what was she thinking? How close is Nashville?
She didn't have any real friends.
No matter where she is in Tennessee, Nashville is closer to there than New York City is.
Yeah.
So it makes no sense to me.
Maybe she just thought that, like, that's where all the...
Recording went on.
But the recording, I mean,
Johnny Cash
was down there.
Yeah, and she signed a deal to work in a bar and not record
for five
anything.
Years.
So it makes no fucking sense. Like, she seems like if she wanted to do anything, she should have went to Nashville first.
That doesn't make any sense.
It makes no sense. Unless she's running away from Barnett in Tennessee, which would have corresponded to...
I think that that's what she's
Dolly's
doing.
Dolly's real life story that we all know about with her and her band guy.
That's probably why.
I feel like maybe that she was running away from the whole thing.
And I think she was, because all he did was ever lie to her and cheat on her and say, I understand.
Let me cheat on me, blah, 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 blah.
Smash, 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 smash.
Smash, smash, smash. That
the Dolly smash.
The Dolly smash brings us to?
The Heigl-meter.
The Heigl-meter.
All right, welcome to the Heigl-meter. This is our unit for rating movies on a scale of 0 Heigls to 5 Heigls. 5 Heigls being the most painful in the world. I give this movie 0 Heigls.
0 Heigls for you, huh?
I love this movie. It's so entertaining. Dolly Parton is an angel. So, like, no matter how bad this movie is, Dolly Parton always brings it back down to 0.
That's true.
She is an angel.
You have a good point.
Anyone who wants to challenge me on that one can fight me in a dark alley with no shoes on because Dolly Parton is an angel and she is beautiful and wonderful and made of probably porcelain.
I can't argue with any of those points.
And bread. I feel like she's made of bread too, and bread's the best.
Bread's inside, porcelain outside, bread inside. If you break her open, bread comes
out. Preserved bread.
Ooh, very nice. Yes. Like what kind of bread? Like a cornbread? Because she's like Southern?
No, I think like a nice, like a French bread.
Oh.
Yeah.
That sounds delicious. Well, every movie with me starts with 5 Heigls. They start terrible. If we're doing them, it's for a reason.
Guilty until proven innocent.
This movie deserves 5 Heigls for how bad it is.
Oh, totally.
How bad it is, how embarrassing the writing is, the casting, even the direction and the shot selection. Everything about this movie is fucking awful.
Yep.
Everything. So it deserves 5 for how and the length of it, 151. Are you
too
out
long.
Of your goddamn mind?
Too long.
Hour 32, they should have been like, that's enough. Whatever's left, just drop it off. I don't care.
I don't care if it doesn't make sense.
Doesn't care if
Let's
the ending
skip
doesn't
this
happen.
Out.
But it also, I'd give it a negative 5 for how much I enjoy the fucking movie. So yeah. I'm going to give it 0 Heigels. They even themselves out. So we're actually completely in sync on this one.
Yeah, usually we're a couple of Heigels off.
Deserves 5. I love it way more than I should. Right in the middle at 0 Heigels.
Stay out of
that's right.
My bedroom.
That's the one. So that's it. That's Rhinestone.
That's Rhinestone for you folks. What a fucking movie. Lala, I hope that we did that justice for you.
Oh my God.
Because I know that was one of the things that she requested.
I tried to get good and passionate for you on that one and for everyone. And we're trying to do it.
We're trying to show you how much we love some of these really terrible movies and how much we hate some of these really terrible movies because we definitely hate them.
They go hand in hand.
Anyway, so if you guys like this episode, if you like us or whatever, head over to iTunes, give us a 5-star review, let us know that you're thinking about us or tell us a fun fact. I did love a lot of you guys' fun facts. They're really cool.
Yeah, they're awesome.
I really enjoyed them.
I know it takes 30 seconds to sign into iTunes, but we had to sit through an hour 51 of Sylvester Stallone trying to sing country music.
All right, don't act like you haven't watched that at least 6 times in the past 3 years.
I want to watch it this weekend again. I don't give a shit, and we're not even doing the episode's over, and I'm still going to do it.
Yeah,
I'm
he's still going to watch Rhinestone. Yeah, right. As a matter of fact, I had never seen Rhinestone, and James was like, you need to watch Rhinestone.
Yeah, we watched it not for this, like 2 years ago or a year ago, and I said, you know, you need to see Rhinestone right now because it's fucking enjoyable.
It is enjoyable. Like it a lot. Well, Dolly Parton is a sweet, sweet, sweet angel, and anybody who wants to fund me to go to Dollywood.
Yeah.
Anybody who wants to fund me to go to... I want it to be Dolly World. That's why.
That would be great.
But anybody who wants to fund me to go to Dollywood...
You're more than welcome.
I'm accepting. You can come with me. I don't care.
Yeah, that's all right. Well,
I'm really antisocial.
We're not going to be inviting strangers along.
No, but I mean, I'm really super antisocial, and I probably... We'll just want to just walk around and try to find Dolly.
So now you said we love the fun facts and we love all that stuff. If they want to send us some fun facts and things like that, how could they do that?
Oh, wow, James, you set that up so well every single time. I know exactly when it's fucking coming too. All right, you can find us on Twitter.
I'm good.
It's at You Got Heigled, YOUGOTHEIGLD. You always trip me up because you're mouthing it at the same time that I say it. And I'm like, am I hitting the letter right?
No, you're getting it perfect.
Okay. And then it's facebook.com/YouGotHeigled. You can find me on Twitter. It's at Sarah H is Funny. It's Sarah with an H. H is funny because I am making fun of James.
Yes, because mine is at Jimmy P is funny, and so she needs to mock me.
Otherwise, what else is there to do in this world?
Definitely.
You can also find me on Instagram at Complaints from the Cook. I have everything in the show description.
Check that out. It's really funny, guys. You should read that.
It's just me rambling about making food.
Yeah, no, it's funny. You should listen. It's good. Or you should read it. I mean, it's really good. Mm-hmm. You should listen.
He pays attention to things that I do.
I do pay attention to things
that
you do. Yeah, all right. You're ridiculous.
So you can find James at Jimmy P is Funny, or you can check him out on...
Yeah, you can listen to Small Town Murder or Crime and Sports, my other two podcasts that are true crime comedy stuff. You don't have to like sports or towns.
You don't have to like towns.
To like that, you just have to be interested in crime and being
You have to hear about... If you funny. Like to hear about us making fun of idiots, that's definitely the place where you should go.
That's the thing you should do there. It's a good... They're both good times. Check them out, download, do all that. Listen, subscribe, rate,
both
review.
Both good... times.
Yes, but so that's it, guys.
Well, I have one piece of advice for you.
What?
Stay out of my bedroom.
Yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.